This is WBAA News. I'm Emily Seiberg. As WBAA set up its mini-golf conversations about this year's local elections, every single candidate responded in some way. Unfortunately, not everyone chose to participate. The sheriff's candidates, for instance, got together after their one formal debate and decided they'd forego golfing. Both clerk candidates initially questioned the format, and as WBAA's Stan Jastrzebski reports, in the third and final part of our pre-election series, only one of them could be persuaded to putter around the course.
The first emails back from both clerk candidates, Democrat Vicky Wiestee and Republican Julie Rausch, questioned the conversation's unorthodox format, which is understandable. It's not been done before, and we were not suggesting a formal debate. Wiestee eventually agreed to participate, but Rausch declined, saying she'd prefer, in her words, quote, a more professional meeting. That posed a couple of questions. Does WBAA decline to do a story on the race if just one candidate wants to wield a putter? Or do we golf with some candidates and not with others? In the end, we elected to stick with the format we'd advertised. We decided canceling the talk would give an unfair advantage to any candidate who declined to speak, since they'd effectively be silencing their opponent, too. So we spent a recent Saturday morning on the course with Wiestee.
Diggity.
Who carded a 4-over par round, which was good for a tie for the best election mini-golf score of the season, along with the round shot by Senate candidate Sherry Shipley. But it's the answers to the questions that make the candidate, not their golfing acumen. Wiestee, who's worked for the American Bar Federation since 1994, says she thinks the office is being left in good shape by outgoing Republican clerk Krista Coffey, but says Coffey's replacement will quickly be faced with a big task, replacing the county's outdated voting machines.
You know, we're not going to test anything new. We're not going to be a prototype. We're not going to, you know, spend money on something that isn't proven. So I really don't think this is, you know, sort of a pearl-clutching moment for the government. We're ready to do this. Everybody knows it needs to be done.
And in an age where foreign agents have shown an interest in influencing U.S. elections, Wiestee says she's concerned only a couple Indiana counties currently require paper ballot backups.
That will give us a paper trail, paper ballots, auditable trail, and make it much more possible for people to know that their votes were counted as they were cast.
Wiestee also says the early voting process may need to be reformed.
Why spend a whole early voting day staffing, you know, two or three nursing homes? I just want to look and see, you know, what the return is. You know, where are we losing the most voters? Where can we pick up the most voters?
And she says the way to make the process less politicized is to move vote centers around rather than keeping them in the same places each election cycle.
You know, we have the same polling places on election day, year in and year out. Maybe those should probably stay where they are. But early voting should be more mobile. Early voting should be, you know, as small D Democratic as possible. You know, we need to blanket the whole county as much as we can.
Such a move might help quell some recent concerns that the office has become needlessly political at times, such as when Coffey declined to issue same-sex marriage licenses for a few days after a federal judge's 2014 ruling legalizing those unions in Indiana. When asked how she'd obey even those laws she doesn't agree with, Wiestee says she'd have to tone down her personal streak of civil disobedience if she's elected, noting that she has spent significant time at protests in the last year or two.
I mean, when the Supreme Court hands down a ruling, by definition, that's the law of the land. Doesn't mean we always agree with it. And frankly, there's a lot of uncertainty about how the court is going to handle its own precedent in the coming years. So it's hard to say, you know, speculatively, hypothetically.
One thing that's not hypothetical, early voting in Tippecanoe County starts today. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.